But as Mandeville observed, we have these oxymorons every place. Obviously, Mandeville hadn't lived at the time Arthur had, so he just throws in this stuff. The whole eight times bigger than a lion. Behind the shoulders, a change began to take place. Where an ordinary falcon or eagle would content itself with 12 feathers of its tail, began to grow a lion body. Then he goes on to say it has a tail of a snake. And the one they see is what? It's impressive. 24 feet high. Impressive. K, as you all know, you've read this, is going to kill it. So they make it into the castle made of food, and the smell of it really grosses the boys out, and they find Morgan Le Fay on a bed of lard. If you kind of grew up in suburbia like I do, you might even know what lard is, unless you have a grandmother who insists on using lard in making pie crusts. Mm-hmm.
You see on 110.
Oh no! Another question. No!
You mean? With the arrow
in his mouth. Yeah, that tie back to when he shot the thing. So whether. That could tie back to too that spooked Kay, right?
Yeah.
And Kay thought it was a witch, and so it could at least be a bewitched crow, or something. There's some tie back to magic. Okay, she's on lard. Lard is animal fat. It's one of these things, if you're big into reading ingredients on food, it can get kind of depressing. A lot of the beans you buy, if you buy refried beans in stores now, the vegetarian ones don't have this, but if you just buy regular refried beans, most of them have lard in them. Animal fat. Just open your chest and put some fat in your vein and die.